This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Call us White Sox from town for the first of three. And I know that for the fans, it's, oh, the Chicago White Sox, these are major league players. These are guys that want to do well. These are guys that have won games and won series this year. What is the hardest part about facing a team that on paper is one thing, but on the field is a totally different thing?
Yeah, and like you said, they're big league players. They just took two out of three against Texas. You know, anybody can beat anybody at any day, and they're big league players. They're big league teams, and we got to go out there and bring our best game. You cannot go, you know, play to whoever we're playing's level. You know, whether the Dodgers, whether it's the White Sox, we have a job to do, and it's us to go out there, compete, and give our best effort.
I know on their side, Will Venable is now managing. Marcus Thames is actually there as their hitting coach. He was a Yankee for a while, as far as a coach is concerned, and I think a pretty good coach while he was there. What is your relationship with him like?
Yeah, I'm very close with Marcus, obviously because of the years that we spent together with the Yankees organization, and, you know, a guy that I consider a friend. But once again, start between the lines, you know, I want to beat him, and he wants to do the same, right? As far as Will, same way, you know, my experience as a bench coach and him being a bench coach, you know, there was a lot of back and forth with information, just, you know, the communication part of things. Great guy. I'm proud of him for the opportunity that he earned and he's getting now.
As far as knowing a guy like Marcus Thames, a hitting coach, I wonder if there's any advantage. Because a pitching coach, you may know, okay, they have a certain philosophy. Can you pick up anything as far as game planning by knowing Marcus?
Yeah, look, and he knows you know, some of the tendencies and some of the things that I like. But it comes down to the players going out there between the lines and executing. You know, you can have a perfect game plan, but at the end of the day, you got to go out there, you got to execute. He prepares, and he does a good job preparing the guys. We'll be prepared too.
Speaking of a little knowledge, Adrian Hauser gets the start today for the White Sox. He was a Met last year. You seem to probably know everything about him when you have him in your own clubhouse. So what do you have on Adrian this afternoon?
Yeah, look, he was a great guy, very professional for us last year. Fortunately, things didn't work out the way we planned it, the way he planned it. But I'm glad he's getting an opportunity now. And watching him pitch the past couple of outings, the one thing that sticks out is his velo. We saw 95, 96, but he couldn't maintain it. Mm. Now, when you watch him pitch, he's consistent 95. He's attacking. So we got to be ready. We're familiar with him, and obviously he knows a lot of our hitters. It'll be a fun match.
Brandon Nimmo, how close to, I know he loves to tell us what percentage he feels, how close to 100% is he in the lineup today?
I don't know about the percentage, but he's good enough to be in the lineup. And that was something that yesterday we knew I didn't have him in the game. Just wanted to take the complete day off. And he's like, I'll be ready to go tomorrow. Put me in the lineup. And that was the case after the game. Double check with him. And I saw him today, and he's in there.
As far as Adrian Hauser and outfield is concerned, when we brought Hauser over, Tyrone Taylor also came over. He's been playing so much center field, running pretty much everything down. How are you seeing him develop from more of a bench role, hot not to every day now out there?
Yeah, I think he continues to get better. And I feel like his preparation now that he's playing every day, maybe cutting down in certain areas as far as the physical work, because he knows he's in the lineup pretty much every day. But I like the consistency of the at-bats, continue to play in elite defense. We saw it yesterday, an unbelievable throw. But it just, as the league makes adjustment as an everyday player, he seems to be in a good place mentally, physically, at the plate, the athleticism, and he continues to give us good at-bat.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.